Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm Thomas, and thank you for tuning in. The way this podcast works is very simple. Just pick an episode, press play, and get comfortable in bed. We'll take a moment to relax, and then I or one of my friends will read you a bedtime story designed to gently grasp your attention and guide you to sleep. The more you tune in, the more effective the podcast will be at putting you to sleep. So be sure to subscribe so you never miss a good night's rest. And I tell you what would also be great is if you could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And this way other people can get a feel for how the podcast might help them as well. And of course, I always welcome all of your feedback at our website, getsleepy.com. It warms my heart to hear that the podcast is making a real difference to so many of you, so thank you. So, it's the 1st of January 2020 as we release this episode of Get Sleepy. And it's time to put those New Year's resolutions into action. And I'm sure there'll be those of you who are trying to break bad habits or do more physical activity, maybe eat less chocolate, which would be a good one for me to try. Or you might not be one for resolutions, and of course that's just fine as well. But Happy New Year to all of you. And I'm delighted you're listening to me and our wonderful narrators on the podcast as we do our best to help you get a good night's sleep. And of course, that's going to make you feel healthier and happier in itself, so I hope you find yourself benefiting from Get Sleepy throughout the year to come. Tonight, Abby will be reading you a story called Where My Heart Lies. It's a relaxing adventure on a legendary Greek island. But before I hand over to Abby, let me just guide you through a short but effective relaxation exercise. I want you to begin by placing your hands on your chest. Feel the natural rise and fall as you breathe. And feel your heart beating. Now in your mind, just repeat after me as we reflect on the year just gone. I'm grateful for another year of life. There are always ups and downs, but that's what makes the journey interesting. I'm grateful for the love I've given and received this year. I'm grateful for the people who I've shared this year with. And I'm grateful for myself. The greatest gift is to learn who I am and grow and develop as a person. So now that you're beginning to relax and drift off to sleep, it's time for tonight's story. We start afloat the crystal clear waters of the Mediterranean Sea. You hear water lapping against the shore of a rocky island where the beach sweeps upwards into breathtaking mountains and cliffs.
you arrive by boat. A long blue and white boat full of day trippers and island hoppers. Locals have been shopping, their canvas bags bulging with silver plaited sandals that creak with their newness. You close your eyes and feel the gentle breeze in your hair and the sun on your forehead. You've set sail from the larger island of Rhodes. It falls into the distance as you move over the water, its craggy harbour and the famous Acropolis becoming sweet memories. The island of Rhodes has dry hills and cool coves, historic streets that noble knights once walked. In the summer, a large population of tiger moths flutter about, decorating trees and bushes with vibrant oranges and yellows. You cross the deep ocean water, blue and green lifting with the surf, seabirds swooping and gliding on thermals. The boat docks on the small Greek island of Symi. The island hills rise and fall, creating a silhouette in the evening sky. Pretty houses in yellow, pink, and white line the shore. Quaint fishing boats bob up and down in the harbour, resting happily upon the teal blue water. The first thing you see is a man selling sponges by the dock. His face is weather-worn, baked by the sun, but his smile shows you he'd have it no other way. He's selling natural sponge from the waters that surround the island. He sells a loafer to rub an aching back, large round sponges to wash the body, and smaller sponges that fit in the palm of your hand to clean your face. You hold the small sponge in the cup of your hand and you pass the man the unfamiliar coins that feel cool in your palm. When he takes them from you, his eyes shine and the warmth from his touch makes you smile. You turn back to the ocean and notice the boat is leaving the dock, its propeller churning the calm water, leaving a white sea froth in its wake. There are large rocks to your right, great slabs of baked stone that hang over the sea. A couple of your fellow passengers are taking off their shorts and their loose beach dresses. They dive from the cliffs into the cool blue water. You watch for a moment as their bodies swoop forward, meeting the water as it embraces them, and the sea sends a spray of cool droplets into the air. Their heads appear with smiles as wide as the sky. It is like a ritual, something they have done many times before. It's the perfect way to cool off after the hot journey across to the island. The water shines on their skin and drips from their hair. They duck their heads under the blue again, and you imagine what it feels like to be engulfed by the coolness of the sea. The couple swim slowly back to the shore and grapple with the rocks as they haul themselves up and out of the water. They stand there for a few seconds and the water drips from their bodies and onto the hot earth beneath their feet. They may shake a little, like a dog emerged from a river, but the heat from the sun is drying them and warming them, the sea becoming a salty memory on their skin. You can smell the aroma of tomato and fresh fish being cooked on open stoves and barbecues. The pepper from the grill lifts in the air as the heat from the hot coals crackles and fizz. That sweet scent of grilled sea bass and rock salt float into the air. The dock leads you into the quiet and still streets. You leave behind the people with salt on their skin, and you leave behind the man selling sponges by the shore. You can still hear him telling his stories of ships sent out from this small island, his proud voice carrying on the breeze. You step forward onto the stillness of the streets. There are coffee bars and boutiques. Their windows and doors open wide to let in any hint of breeze. You feel a slight shift in the air, and you stop to browse the shop windows. Glossy ceramics of large plates and vases, sunglasses, sweet honey and olive oil. People are dotted around, moving slowly, some sitting outside a bar with a large glass of amber beer that shines in the sun. Maybe it's almost lunchtime, you think. You eat sea bream and bread dipped in tzatziki. You drink ice-cold water and a small but strong café con leche. You sit at a waterside table and you watch as the ferry boat glides back into the harbour with more day trippers. The sound of church bells in the distance tells you it's 2 p.m. You listen to the meandering melody followed by two distinct chimes. As the bells echo over the harbour, you leave the waterside table at the taverna. From here, you walk back into the silent streets. You smell sticky baklava, and you pass people who are just taking their first bites of bread and olives. Up on the hills above, there are goats wandering up to a monastery where you can light a candle and say a silent prayer. Or just sit and let your mind clear and your thoughts disperse. The mountain is dusty and dry, and the goats wander, nibbling on shrubs and grass. From where you stand now, you can see the mountain reaching up towards the clear blue sky. Its summit is hazy in the sunshine. You walk down towards the beach, a texture of soft sand and pebbles. You stop to reach down and remove your sandals from your feet. The leather is warm to your touch and bends easily as you slide the sandals from your tired feet. You slowly burrow your toes and heels into the earth, and beneath the surface, the sand is cool and damp. Someone has a barbecue further down the beach, and the smell of grilling fish reaches your nose as the smoke from the hot coal rises into the air. There's a Greek family to your left. Parents and two small children, a boy and a girl. You wonder what their life must be like to live in this beautiful place all year round. The children play in the sand and they practice their English on you, asking you your name and where you're from. You sit on the ground with them and build sandcastles. You place warm pebbles and rocks in the growing construction, a miniature land emerging at your fingertips. Your hands delve deep into the cool and damp sand beneath the surface, and you feel it coat your fingers as you bring them out again. Tiny grains of sand fall from your skin as you rub your hands together. The children have finished their castle. It's a beautiful creation, with towers and spires and windows drawn with twigs. The eldest child says her name is Sophia, and that she wants to play in the sea now. You look to the water and you feel it's an invitation waiting for you. The pull of the cool water is beckoning you forward. You leave your outer garments at the sand with a rock placed on top of them. And underneath you have your swimsuit ready for this very moment. Your swimwear holds tight to your skin as you step towards the small waves spreading out towards your feet. Sophia and her brother are running ahead and crashing into the water, sending their own waves over the surface. The heat is still on your body, but the spray from the sea is a cooling mist on your skin. As you walk, the water reaches out to your feet, and eventually you meet the sea as it inches forward. The sensation is a delicious cooling of your feet, and you feel it relax you and bring relief from the sun. It is a contrast to the rest of your body. But as you walk forward and the water gets deeper, covering more of your skin, your body relaxes. Sophia and her brother are playing in the water, and their hair is now sea-salted and their smiles are wider than the ocean. You will feel the delicious sensation of the cool water, and you will dip your head into the sea so it covers your crown and brings relief to your warm face. You will play here with Sophia and her brother for a while. Their laughter, music as it mixes with the crashing waves. You can feel how joyous and contented these people are. You can see their slow and carefree lives and the goodness in their hearts. When the cool water has eased your body enough and you're tired of playing, Sophia's mother calls the children and Sophia says they will go home now for a siesta. You say goodbye and you wave to the parents. You walk slowly from the water, feeling it flow from your skin. Your head is cooled and your limbs are tired. You imagine what it would be like to live here, here on the island of Simi, where quiet and peace are everywhere. And you imagine what it would be like to live in the tiny castles you made with the children. You imagine tiny people peeking over the walls and leaning out windows. A tiny boat floating through the moat that encircled the structure. You lay down and trace its outline with your fingers. It's so peaceful and quiet. And many locals have gone home to sleep in this afternoon heat. Maybe the man selling sponges has also taken a siesta. Maybe the boat is waiting back in Rhodes for the next gathering of people who want to cross the sea. Its hull bobbing in the movement of the water at the old dock. The coffee bar and restaurant may stay open, their fans fluttering to disturb the air. But all is quiet now. Checks have been paid and the plates have been scraped. Even the sea is calmer now, as if also preparing to sleep. There's only the rhythmic sway of the water as it sways back and forth at the shore. And further out, where it's deep and blue, the currents of the sea move like a lullaby. You feel the soft sand loose between your fingers. Your skin is warmed by the sun and the water is evaporating from your legs now. You feel the heat from the afternoon like a thick blanket, like a fluffy duvet all around you. Everyone is gone from the beach, and this is now your own private beach. Your own private space in time. You gather some of the soft sand together and you make a warm pillow for your tired head. Here you can dream and let your head burrow its shape into the sand. This is where your heart lies. You close your eyes and listen to the quiet sound of the sea. The waves roll in, and the waves roll out. Seabirds are making their nest in the sand. The sky is quiet. The sand beneath you is warm and so soft. As you fall into a comfortable and peaceful sleep, you know this is a place you will return to again and again.